Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Chaney. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Chaney. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive to right field. King throws towards O'Connell. O'Connell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Connell. Green moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Batty for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chaney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chaney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chaney juggles the ball. That's an error on Chaney. Verhaals moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Cheney covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to third for the out. King moves to second. One out. Tom Cheney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cheney hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. King moves to third. Schmidt moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Allen reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verhaal strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. King takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schmidt for the out. King moves to second. One out. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 2 in the game. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chaney for the out. King moves to third. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. King scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott fires to first and has Hamlin trapped. There's the throw to Verhaal, who tags Hamlin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Cottier now playing second base. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Batty strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher pinch hits for Zoilo Virals. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 1, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.